The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Well, ni hao, everybody.
Ni hao. Hi,
good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. So excited to find out what China was like. I am Dana Cortez.
Ni hao was my line, Dana. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
China was amazing.
What was your first impression? You get there. What happens when you get there?
Flying in, I flew into Hong Kong. Hong Kong reminded me a little bit of San Francisco. It's just a city that's built straight up. It's smaller than I thought it was going to be.
I kind of feel like we're just jumping in half story here.
Oh, you're right.
For everybody who doesn't know.
I just got back from China. I was DJ for the NBA in China.
Yes, was one of only two DJs picked to represent the United States of America.
Dana's like, get to the story.
I'm just so excited. I'll be honest with you. I haven't really asked much because I really wanted to get that feeling, you know? And I'm excited because, first of all, I'm proud. You're back safely. I was so nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, you just traveled abroad. That's big.
Yeah, it's like, and big time abroad. So you get to China, you're flying in. Hong Kong is this giant place, right? It's very populated, but it's all high-rises.
Land there, to go through three different customs checks and where they take your temperature, and they're making sure that you're not bringing anything in.
What do you mean they check your temperature? Like,
they have these special cameras that check your, like, scan your body.
Cameras to check? Oh, I was going to say, they didn't put anything anywhere, right?
No.
Okay.
Or like, you know, like the little COVID gun they used to put to your forehead?
It's kind of like a bigger version of that.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Okay, so they don't want you bringing anything in, and they took your temperature throughout the visit?
Obviously, everything's good, yes.
Yeah, good.
And then
good.
We travel to Macau, and Macau is a beautiful city that is basically Las Vegas part two. It is the tropical version of Las Vegas. The people that own the Sands have built out this city. I stayed at a Venetian property. It must be really nice.
It was really nice. Yes,
which is a nice casino if you've never been to Vegas.
So the casinos there are seven times, more gambling goes on there than goes on in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. This was not a good place for you because you're cheap.
Yeah, I'm not into gambling, though.
Otto doesn't gamble.
No.
So did you ever go into the casino floor?
No, I didn't even go walk on there because it's like a $200 minimum. Why would I do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's not my thing. But so from there, the people were super nice. The service was impeccable. I mean, Las Vegas could learn something from this. Food was amazing. Everywhere I ate with the food was just great.
Did you say shishi when you were done?
Thank you.
Okay, good.
What else did I do? The shopping was crazy. I mean, every store you could think of. Like, it was Dana's.
You know what? Do you know what Otto brought me back?
What Otto bring you back?
Free t-shirts.
I didn't bring. Those were not free.
They were
NBA exclusive merch from the NBA store.
He bought me absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
He brought me free t-shirts and some kind of box.
Blind boxes are my new thing.
The vending machine, like you get kind of like a Lububu thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like those kind of things. You can buy them. I loved it because it reminded me of like when I would collect baseball cards when I was little. It's like gambling without losing anything.
It's totally losing. You don't even know what you're getting. Anyway, I got nothing. I got free t-shirts. This is what Otto does. I spoke to him. I said, you have to go shopping. He got a per diem. He got like free money. He didn't even spend it. Not one thing. You didn't go to one store and buy me one thing from China. You didn't even go
Anthony,
to the...
you'd be so proud. I don't even think I spent $100 there.
No, I wanted something. Anyway, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have Global Cat Day.
Hey. You know who was happiest to see Otto home? Our cat. I swear to you.
Tell him what happened. I didn't land until like 1:15 in the morning.
I didn't know this, but the cat at 1:15 a.m. started looking out the window and meowing. I'm like, what is going on?
He picked up on a scent.
I guess so. The energy.
He's like, Dad is home.
Yeah, I guess Otto's found his real love. Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you remember when I told you Otto was expecting a baby?
Yes.
And you were like, what?
I was shocked.
And then a minute later, you consoled me. You said, I love you. Everything's going to be okay. And we got pregnant because I was switching birth control.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like.
And you swore to me I can't get pregnant.
The doctor was like, oh, you've been on birth control forever. You'll be fine. It's just seven, switch from this to this. And it was like. Welcome, Ava Maddox, to the world. It's hard to tell your person, and that's what we're talking about. How did you tell your husband, or how did your wife or your, how did your partner tell you, I'm pregnant? Did things go well? Karina's on the line right now. If you want to weigh in, 877-730-DCS1. Karina, how did it all go down?
So just a little backstory. We had dated in high school, and then 11 years went by, and we started dating again. And 3 months after we started dating, I found out that I was pregnant.
Karina!
I knew that we wanted to be together, and we wanted a baby, and he's 6 years old now. But I put some little shoes and a little teddy bear in an envelope, and I gave it to him with his mouth at my mom's house, and my brother recorded the whole thing. And when he opened it, he was like so shocked. He was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And I was like, nope, I am not kidding you. I feel like absolute heck right now. Like, I'm so tired.
Oh, and, my gosh.
Now you're gonna
like, I've been throwing up for days.
I have the video, and it's just like, so every time that I watch it, I rewatch it back because, again, my child is 6 now. My mom was there. My brother was there. My nephew was there. It was really, really sweet.
Sounds like a beautiful moment.
It does. And do you show this video to your son to explain to him how excited his mom and dad were for him to come into the world?
Yes, actually. And I also did like little video diaries when I was pregnant because I had been trying for so long to have a baby. I had a couple losses before that with a previous relationship.
Yeah.
I did like little video diaries like, hey, today's your baby shower. Like, so-and-so is supposed to be here and this is what they gave you and whatever. So I show him those all the time. And like, I have like one specific video from when I barely have found out that I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I do not feel good, and I know mommy looks rough, but I am so happy. And I remember I'm like crying in the video. I'm like, I'm so happy, but I'm so tired, but I love you so much. And I was just like crying.
Congratulations, Karina. Yeah. And thank you for sharing that story. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank
bye.
You. Love you too, guys. Bye. Bye.
Now we have another call coming in. Miss Paige, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How did you tell your person you were expecting a baby?
We have 4 babies, actually.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
The first two were completely planned, and I was super nervous the first time to even take the test, but that was just kind of a thing, and we were excited. The next one was a surprise because I was switching birth controls.
It happened.
Fertile.
So he's laying there, and I was like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what's one more?
Oh!
But he meant it in a good way, right?
Yeah.
So then with the last one, we were separated. We were in the middle of a major fight.
Oh.
And I was on the phone with him, and I told him I'm pregnant, and he said, good. I hope it's a girl, and I hope she looks just like you.
Oh, boss. What a line. Nice.
I mean, talking about melting, because we had 3 boys.
Yeah.
And so now we have 3 boys and a little girl.
She was
and
a girl.
Couldn't be happier.
Oh, gosh. And you got back together. See, that was what you needed to realize that sometimes arguing, it's just not worth it. You know, it's not.
Paige, I'm a fan of you, but I'm a fan of your man. That's a great line.
All right, dude. That's what a line.
You're a winner back.
That was the line of all the, that's a movie line.
Thank you so much, Paige, for sharing your story. We appreciate you and congratulations.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Oh, we love you. Thank you for listening, Mama. Bye. Oh.
Bye.
877-730-DCS1. How did you tell your person I'm pregnant? Call us now and share your story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How did you tell your person you were expecting a baby? It's so nerve-wracking to do it, especially if it's not planned. You know, things happen. And so we're talking about this. Okay, so we have a caller on the line, Miss Chelsea. How did you tell your husband, your partner, that you were pregnant?
So I was actually at work and my boss told me that I was pregnant based on my symptoms.
What?
Yeah. So I went and got a test and sent him a picture from the bathroom at work for my son. And then the second time when we were pregnant with my daughter, he told me I was pregnant.
He said
my mood. Yeah. My husband was the one who told me I was pregnant.
How come everybody around you, Chelsea, knows you're pregnant before you know you're pregnant, Chelsea? That's my question.
Apparently.
I was going to say a little attitude comes with that pregnancy.
With my son, most definitely. With my daughter, I was apparently a little bit more emotional.
Oh,
but yeah. My boss told me. So I told my husband from a picture in the bathroom, and with my daughter, he told me, go get a test because you're quite moody and you are pregnant.
So how did he react the first time? I mean, I'm thinking to myself, you're in the bathroom, you have this, you know, the 2 lines pop up. What did he say when he got the photo? Did he call you or did he text you back?
He texted me back a picture of himself looking very suspicious and asked me if I was trying to prank him. We had only been married for 6 months. we've been together a total of 14 years now, and right. my son is now 7.
So this was a surprise. He was shocked. He was a little shocked. He didn't expect it this soon.
Yes and no, both of us. He said he was kind of planning it, and I was not. and he has a sick, twisted sense of humor. Our kids are actually only 2 days apart.
Oh, my gosh. Your brother and Sarah, sister. Yeah, that's amazing.
He has a sick, twisted sense of humor because his best friend's birthday is in November, and he decided to get us pregnant on his friend's birthday for whatever reason.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is his. Now, he said that's our kid's godfather.
Oh, that's fun.
Godfather by birth. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and congratulations. You've got your boy and your girl. Any more in store?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
I feel you, girl.
Close down the shop.
I feel you. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Thank
bye.
You guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Hi, Jorge. Okay, Jorge, how did you find out that your girl was pregnant?
Man, it was beautiful. It was Mother's Day.
Oh,
and
wow.
I always take her out. We go somewhere special to eat, wherever she chooses, her restaurant. We've lost 2 babies at this point.
Oh, Jorge.
So we were sad, and but we have 3 beautiful girls, you know, so we were always saying, should we do one more for the boy or no? But we went out to eat on Mother's Day, and I'm bringing her roses. We're eating. We're having a good time with the girls. And then at the end of the night, she said she had a surprise for me, and she just told me I just broke down. And she said, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She said, I'm pregnant. And it was just, we were already in a celebration mode. I was so happy. At this point, we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl. And I said, God, thank you. If I'm getting another girl, I'll take another girl.
That's right.
I love my girl. And God blessed me and gave me my son.
Oh, my gosh.
They gave me goosebumps.
I literally am getting emotional. I can hear you.
I still get goosebumps.
Yeah.
I love my son. Of course, his name's Jorge from the Southwest.
So do his big sister spoil him because he's the only boy?
Oh, my goodness. He runs the house. He's 1 year and 6 months now. He runs that house.
I know he does.
He's the boss.
He's the prince of your castle.
Yeah, he's the baby boy.
And that's what they call him.
Oh,
they call him the prince.
Jorge, thank you for sharing that story. What's your wife's name?
Jocelyn, yes.
Please say hi to Jocelyn. I love that she saved that for the end of the dinner, too, to surprise the whole family.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was, you know, and I'm in the same boat like you with Automatic. She had 2 daughters before we got in, and those daughters were the love of my life.
Oh,
so I commend y'all. Automatic, you're a great guy, and you too, y'all are a great couple.
Oh,
I love to hear y'all in the morning.
I love you.
Thank you.
You tell Jocelyn we said what's up. We appreciate you. Thank you for sharing that beautiful story. You have everybody in their fields this morning. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So many great stories filled with happiness and some struggles, too, because that's just what happens in life. Thank you so much for that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so I want to talk about the way a man smells. I think it's really important. Did your mother teach you that, Anthony?
Yes, of course. Yeah, dude.
What would she tell you?
Brushing teeth is done religiously in our
household.
Flossing
and brushing.
Flossing, brushing, everything. The emphasis on dental care was very big from
Bad breath is bad.
Yeah, and
there's
and
a
then,
reason they call it bad breath.
My dad, on the other end, my father was always very strict on making sure our spaces were clean. Like our room was clean, our bed was made and stuff like that too. So yeah, it was always emphasized, but I always understood, you know, women find that attractive, right?
Well, if you want to pick up women, if you want to be attractive to a person, if you're wondering, like, why is it not happening? It could be that. Suazo on Instagram had a very important message. And I just wonder how many boys that turn into men miss this message.
Shower every day. I don't care if you didn't go outside today, if you didn't play any sports, you didn't do anything. It doesn't matter. That odor builds up. The last thing you want to be, the person who people just remember is the stinky one. Just 10 minutes, it gets your day started. Clear your head, clear your thoughts. Don't get on your phone as you wake up. Get in the shower and plan your day out. When I used to go to the school, when I go to the gym, I'm like, you think that this is obvious knowledge? Apparently it's not. Second, make sure you're trimming your body hair. Downstairs, your armpits, everything. Hair builds up odor very quickly, especially when it's excessive.
Hair.
It's disgusting. Number 3, get a couple fragrances that you really like. Make sure it becomes your distinct smell. people not only remember you by it, it's good to have that habit of smelling good every single time you step out. Before I put a fit on, I already have my cologne on. People remember a good smell.
Yep.
Number four, make sure you're trimming your nails. I've seen so many people where I'm like, you just randomly look at their hands and it's just like, if you could see stuff under your nails, that's the first sign that you have to go get that done. Number five is a skincare routine. You don't need to complicate it. You just need a face wash and a moisturizer. It's literally it. Number six, brush twice a day, once in the morning, once at nighttime. Last thing that you want to do, be the person with dirty teeth and a stinky breath. That's one of the first things I see as I'm speaking to someone. I don't care if you smoke, I don't care if you drink coffee. You cannot have yellow teeth if you brush properly. Lastly, I take boxers and socks very, very important. Make sure that you're always swapping your socks, always swapping your boxer.
That's so important. I don't think that, you know, everybody thinks that way. Of course, I do this for Otto as my husband. I buy his socks, I buy his drawers, all of this stuff, because he will hang on to a pair of underwear. Yeah. He had one since college. I said, what are we doing here? Why are these college drawers here? I had to get rid of them on my own. And he wanted to donate them. I said,
no,
sir,
no, no, no.
Sir, nobody wants your old drawers.
That is an evil will, not a good will. Don't do that at all.
Yeah, evil will. Exactly. Don't do that. Okay, so we have a call coming in. Miss Crystal's been on hold. What is your husband's signature scent, Crystal?
Cool water.
Ooh.
Whoa, cool water. That's a classic right there.
Oh, my gosh.
We're old. We're old. We're not young. We're old.
We're keeping it really classic. Back in the day.
Look, I always know he's in the room if I smell that. I'm like, okay, where's he at?
Okay, look, Crystal, this is just between us girls. Doesn't it kind of turn you on?
Yeah.
Right? You smell it and you just get a little weak. You get a little weak.
I'm like,
oh
my God, he smells so good.
Yes, exactly. And when he doesn't, do you tell him, honey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be like, dude, I think you missed something while you were in there. You better go back. Recheck.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get into the bits. You know, the bits are very important. I always call them the biddies. I don't know that every man had a mom or dad or someone in their life to explain this to them growing up, because I know I've run into some stinky guys, you know, and you don't even have the heart to tell them they stink.
Sometimes stink just happens, though.
Well, that's
working in the public is the worst, too, because, like, you just literally want to hand them something, like, just make it called treat bag.
Crystal, sometimes I'm like, hey, I'm bored. Let's go brush our teeth. Hey, you know what sounds like fun? A shower.
Oh, you know, I forgot. I really should have just took a really long shower this morning.
I don't know what happened. And then, you know, the thing is we get used to our own smell, right? That's the worst part is you just get used to your own stinky. But think about what Crystal and I just said, Anthony. When she smells her husband, I know when I smell Otto's got that certain scent on, I'm like, ooh, it just turns me on.
Oh, yeah.
Want me to react to that?
I know, Anthony's like, what do you want me to do?
I don't feel the same about cool waters.
Oh,
sorry, Crystal.
He doesn't have that partner.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand up for all my young bachelors out there who were raised in a household. My mom and my father are very hygienic people, and they preach that to me. But sometimes as a young man, funk just happens. And there was one time where I started off my morning here, 5 a.m., waking up, working.
Right.
Traveled all the way to San Diego to did two shows that night, right?
Oh, so the breath must have been kicking.
It wasn't the breath. It was the feet. The patas.
No!
And
no!
I was hanging out. I was supposed to be spending the weekend with this girl. I was so nervous to take my shoes off. I was
You've
long
been
day.
Sweating I've been, all day.
Been
all
traveling,
day, just
been
funky.
Working, everything
funky
for 18
funky
hours.
Feet.
So I run into her bathroom, and I think I found some foot powder. Turns out it was Ajax.
Oh, my God!
So listen, homie, sometimes funk just happens.
Did you stay the night?
Yes, I did. It smelled like Mr. Clean.
Did you tell her your feet stunk before you took the shoes off?
Once she got the whiff of Ajax, and she's like, what's that? I had to say, okay, here. I should probably just go shower now and put my shoes outside.
Please tell me you showered and you did
Yes,
all
I
that.
Showered and I put my shoes outside.
Okay,
but
good.
Still embarrassing. I never looked at Ajax
the
same.
Oh, yeah, that's an instant thing with any man is his feet smell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure, Crystal, for sure. I will tell Otto. He'll be like, these shoes stink. I'm like, sir, we bought those shoes and they didn't smell like that. It's something else. Crystal, thank you so much. What's your husband's name?
His name is Denny Way.
Okay, you go Denny buy him Way. Some cool water. We'll talk to you later, girl. Bye.
Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The sudden passing of D'Angelo, the mega soul superstar, has captured everybody in music's attention. Miguel is speaking on it. We're going to play what he has to say after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Comedian Andrew Santino celebrating his birthday. And we also have John Mayer along with Ruby Rose Turner celebrating her birthday.
So I just talked about D'Angelo, right? 51 years old, died of pancreatic cancer. I knew he was ill, but I didn't understand how serious it was. I feel like he was one of the most influential neo-soul singers ever. He inspired so many different people. Here's Miguel speaking on what he meant to him and many others.
Who didn't want to be D'Angelo? You know what I mean? It's like, who of us didn't want to be D'Angelo? Like, his choices, the musicality, the songwriting, the feeling, the emotion in his music, and how it spoke to all of the greatness that we got from Prince, Donnie, we got from Funkadelic. He had all of that, as well as some of the je ne sais quoi. There's never going to be another D'Angelo.
I got chills when I was listening to that, because he's right. There's something about him. You know, I love Brown Sugar. I love Lady. But there was just, you could feel him. And there's a difference in somebody singing and somebody singing. There's just something very different about that.
Automatic. Do you guys remember when that video for Untitled came out and every woman in the world was talking about his, like, I didn't know what the V section was at that point.
Oh, the ad below the ad.
Yeah, and like,
oh, that was the one where he was naked?
Yes.
Yes.
And every woman was like, you got to see this video. And once I
saw
it, I
was like, why am I watching this video?
I didn't need to see that video.
But Otto, you made a mixtape years ago called Completely Sold Out, S-O-U-L-E-D. It was hosted by John Legend.
Yep.
Can't believe you did a mixtape with
John
Legend.
I had Devil's Pie on there, the DJ Premier remix of it.
And you had Brown Sugar.
Yep.
And I swear to you, I know this sounds crazy, but this is before we started dating or anything. I think I fell in love with you. When I listened to that mixtape, I was like, man, this man understands the kind of music that I like. D'Angelo just invoked that passion. You know, he had that Marvin Gaye vibe.
He was the epitome of soul.
Mm. Gosh, he will definitely be missed. Why don't you give the link out to Completely Sold Out? Otto, do you still have the mixtape?
It's on my DJ computer. Yeah, if you guys send me a message on Instagram, I'll send you the
mixtape. So you want a DM? You want a DM?
Send me a DM and
I'll
send
it. Slide into the DMs.
Because it might be a little...
You can't really put it...
Put it up. They'll pull it down. So.
Okay, so at DJ Automatic Instagram, tell him you want the tape Completely Sold Out and you'll send it over.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.